This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The trade war does, yes, take up most of the attention being paid to the Chinese economy, but there are 1.4 billion people in that country doing what people here and people everywhere are doing, working and trying to put some money aside. A lot of that money in China is going into what are called, somewhat confusingly, wealth management products. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack explains from Shanghai.
It's a sunny day with a cool breeze. Perfect weather to sit on a tea house patio. A waitress pours out tiny cups of oolong tea for me and a 71-year-old retired banker. We'll call him Mr. Qian. He started drinking tea more than two decades ago.
Back then, people said it was a stupid habit because we didn't have enough to eat. People believed drinking tea would take away a person's fat, which was considered valuable at the time.
These days, he's more likely to worry about having too much to eat, or where his family might vacation overseas. Mr. Qian does not want his relatives or friends to know how good his finances are and will not disclose his full name. But he tells me a third of his savings is invested in wealth management products.
The return rate is about 3.9 to 4% per year, which isn't very high, but at least it's double the rate I get for bank deposits.
Mr. Qian believes these carry no short-term risks. The problem is he has no idea what the returns are based on. He's not the only one. A lot of people invest based on faith in the banks, says chief financial analyst Meng Xiangjuan with SWS Research. In the past, banks were all state-owned. There have been gradual ownership reforms, but ordinary people still think anything done through the bank is safe. And sometimes banks have bailed out investments to avoid losses. The wealth management product market is now worth nearly $3 trillion. That makes the government nervous, says Timothy Taylor with the Journal of Economic Perspectives.
It was sort of creating a weird, you know, what we in the econ biz would call a shadow banking system, where money is being deposited with these wealth management funds, and then it's being passed along to borrowers and other kinds of investments in a way that's often pretty unclear and unregulated.
He says regulators have a tough balancing act.
Can you get people used to the idea that things might lose money without actually having a crisis where people really do lose a lot of money?
So far, regulators have made banks stop guaranteeing returns and covering losses, though it doesn't seem to be firmly enforced. Like for this Beijing man, who only wants to be identified as Mr. Li, as he's in talks with a bank for compensation. Mr. Li invested pretty much all of his savings in a wealth management portfolio focused on two tech stocks. A few months into the investment, the stock prices plummeted.
So far, I've lost $37,000.
That's the equivalent of 2 years' salary for the average professional in Beijing. But he says he will continue to buy wealth management products because savers like Mr. Li have limited investment options in China. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.